trivia from Bangor where Kate's
Oh.
team did not win, but she needed to win. That's what Riley's giving me vibes of right now.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to our little bonus episode for the monologue. So our format of the show is we're going to have two main episodes a month, depending on how the weeks work out, and then two bonus episodes in between, just full of random hilarity, hijinks, scenarios, and games.
Games for me to win.
I am your game master for today. Oh, should we do introductions? Hi, my name is Cecilia. I am your game master.
I'm
Hi.
Riley. I'm the winner of the games, and I talk before Kells because I'm gonna win.
And hi, I'm Kels. I am here to emotionally help with whatever my co-host needs.
My support needs. You are basically my emotional support dog. Thank you.
Well,
I'm the emotional support co-host. That's my job.
Oh, I love that. Thank
I'm
you.
here.
And we're just here.
You guys ready to play a game?
Yeah, I have no information about what we're doing. Would you like to tell me what the game is?
Yeah, it's very funny because Riley keeps talking about winning, but this was one of our favorite games to play over on Horrorstruck. And that is, who doesn't love a little would you rather? And
Oh, you can't really win, would you rather, Riley? I'm sorry.
No, I can win. I'll find a way. Don't worry.
I'm gonna call this Flanagan's Dilemma. Okay.
Ooh, I love it. Okay.
Would you rather be aware or unaware if you're dead?
Unaware. I don't need to know. It's none of my business.
So if you're unaware, would you just think that you're still alive, but like nobody can see you?
Ooh, good question.
I think I'd want to know though, because if I didn't know, I would still be like trying to go to work and trying to do all those things that I don't need to be doing.
That's true. Well, I feel like once you get to work and you're like, no one will talk to me, then it'll become sort of obvious that something funky is going on.
No, you haven't been in my job though. See, especially on days when I'm in middle school, no one listens to you anyway. I wouldn't know I was dead.
I was thinking specifically in terms of like Hannah from Haunting of Bly.
Well, I guess that
Oh, spoilers.
on. Oh no, spoilers! Diana's dead! Ah!
People can see her and stuff, she just can't leave. Right?
Well, that's how I feel in my life anyway, so I guess not a lot would change. Yeah,
Could
I'll
you
take
imagine?
it. It's fine, I don't want to know.
I would hate that so much. I like need to go places.
You're stuck at your work forever.
I like my job. I just hang with the homies all day. That's my job. I wouldn't even notice. Except they might be
Yeah.
ignoring me. Usually they do like me and speak to me. Usually.
No, that would be so. I wouldn't want to be stuck at my job if I was a ghost. I would want to like at least be able to haunt people that I care about. I'm not saying that I don't care about the students. I'm just saying like,
You'd rather haunt like Eric, probably.
well, because haunting doesn't have to be a bad thing. You can like leave cute things
You could be
Kelsey doesn't want to
like
be stuck in
roses
Severance.
and yeah. I've
I'm
never
not
seen that
caught up.
show, so I don't know,
Don't
but
say any spoilers. I am
I don't
only
know. And
on
okay, I
like
don't know anything
the
about. I don't even know what it's about.
concept of Severance is that there's a procedure you can get done that separates your like working
Oh.
self from your personal self. So the idea is you don't remember going to work and your work self doesn't remember having a personal life. So like your innie is what they call it, the work self. So they just work. They're just stuck at work. They like think they're leaving and they wake up at work.
No, but that's so sad. Like even for myself that is not at work, like I would get bored and I don't know. I feel like I have a rewarding job. So like I would miss all of those like cute little moments and stuff that happen at my work. I wouldn't like that separated. I need the whole me.
Fair.
Yeah, fair. I'm sticking with my answer in the rules of Ghost World that I have made up. Yeah, I'll be dead. I'll just hang out.
Would you rather be tormented by the bent neck lady or the tall man?
The bent neck lady. Do I get to hang out with Victoria Pedretti if that happens?
Or is it a version of you?
Oh no, am I the bent neck lady? What are the rules to this? Expand on this.
Am I being haunted
by myself or by Victoria?
I think it's yourself.
Fuck. Okay, well, bent neck lady. She's nicer. She doesn't have bad intentions. The tall man.
Does he though? Does he really? Do we know? Do we know for sure?
Doesn't he just want his hat back?
Yeah, he got trapped behind a wall. He's stuck there.
Well, yeah, he's probably pissed and looking for his wife who stuck him behind a wall.
I'm gonna go with the bowler hat man because in the Horror Nights version of Hill House, the bowler man was very cool and I gave him high fives.
Okay, I like that. Sounds like he's got a good vibe. I think we're both happy with
our... Also, if the bent neck lady is me, then that would imply that someday I'm going to have to die that way, and I don't want that to happen, so.
Yeah. Also, she comes out of nowhere. There's no warning. I feel like the tall man, at least if he's, like, he's suddenly there, he's far away. But, like, you wake up, and she's, like, in your face.
And also, I have problems with sleep paralysis like that. When I first saw the series for the first time, I was like, oh my god, I've never seen a character that has this before. So that would just be too much.
Nah, I'm sticking with my answers. I'll take my chances.
Would you rather have your tormentor look like yourself or someone you love that passed away?
I think probably myself, because I'm already psychologically tormenting myself in my own brain all day. What's the difference? Now it's just clear.
Yeah, I think I would go with that too, because if it's a loved one that passed away, I feel like even though you could know that it's not really them, but it would still taint your memories with them, I think.
Yeah. It's like in The Good Place, where they're gonna make the Michael demon torture.
I haven't seen. I've only seen like the first couple. So you need.
No, that means basically nothing if you haven't seen the show.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Keep watching. It's really good. It's one of my favorite shows.
It's really good.
I saw the set at they filmed it part of it on the back lot at Hollywood, Universal Studios in Hollywood. Oh,
that makes sense.
I bet, the actual, like, neighborhood set was probably there.
With all the yogurt shops and everything, yeah. I took the tram tour through it.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, I love that. Yeah, I think definitely myself, though, because I bully myself already, and I know that that is not me, because I am me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fair. Whatever.
Yeah, I agree, because then it wouldn't impact the way that I feel about the other person.
Yeah.
Would you rather have The Shining a la Dr. Sleep or have your dreams come to life like it Before I Awake?
Ooh.
I think I'd rather have The Shine because I have some really bad nightmares and I don't want those coming true.
Fair.
I don't have a lot of nightmares. When I do, I am rarely ever in them, but they are very scary. But how much of The Shine do I have? There are varying levels, because I could slip under the radar.
I mean, the True Knot doesn't exist anymore, because, like, they...
I'm going to say you have Danny so level, safe. And you're, you know, ghosts love you.
That's a lot of responsibility. But
can't you also... I might be mixing this up with another superpower. If you have a touch of The Shine, can't you also, like, kind of read people's minds or intentions in a way?
Oh, yeah. And I think you can influence them, too. Like in, there's, with like, the push that can, like, convince people to, like, even just to, like, fall asleep. Or you could talk to people in their minds.
That would be, like, the push and, like, the being able to kind of figure out what people are thinking. That would just be useful for my line of work. So that would...
Hopefully you can control it, because if you can't...
Oh, yeah, but that's getting into Firestarter territory.
Would you rather be a vampire or be a member of the Knot?
I want to be in the True Knot. They're like cool nomad guys who...
So you're cool with torturing people, like children, until they die to eat their essence?
Well, I'm going to have to do a version of that even if I'm a vampire.
You could kill adults real easy. There's no... They like to kill kids, but like the vampires can drink anyone's blood.
Who are the adults, though? Am I stuck on an island with Bev Keen? I'll kill a kid. No,
The vampire, right? Didn't the vampire make it off the island? Isn't that what Mike said? He's always kind of around.
No, it's implied that he didn't make it because Aaron messed up his wings.
I thought he was always somewhere in the world. You can't really destroy evil.
I mean, there's probably like another one of those freaks.
No, okay, but are we talking like vampires from Midnight Mass where you can't be in the sunlight?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be a problem. I would like to suggest that if you were in the True Knot, that you could take it Monsters, Inc. style, like how instead of getting energy from screams, you get it from laughter.
Okay.
So there's got to be, instead of torturing kids, there's got to be a way, maybe put up stand-up comedy and get steam that way from laughter.
Oh my god. Okay, I love this, because no one has said it has to come from torture. We just know that they like torturing people. I could be just a normal guy who, like, gets a ride on their van every once in a while.
It's my first thought was that vampire would be easier, because then you could pull, like, an iZombie and, like, get a job at, like, she was in a morgue, but you could get a job at, like, a blood bank or something and get your blood there, so you wouldn't have to actually kill anyone. But they can't go out in the daytime, so I'd have to go with the True Knot because they can, but then I would just have to pull a Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I like that. I agree with Kels. I'm gonna do that.
Oh, man.
We'll start our own True Knot, where we're just silly, goofy guys.
We're like you've read Dark Tower, right?
Yeah.
Like Dandelo, but like we don't go so far to kill anybody just to get your steam.
Yeah, we love the steam.
Would you rather have to deglove yourself, or every time you eat fruit, it's a light bulb?
It's a light bulb.
Or it might be a light bulb, you're not sure. Deglove yourself once, or for the rest of your life, be unclear if fruit or light bulbs or not.
Kids just take your chances. This could be an orange.
Couldn't you just not eat? Like, is it all fruit or just apples?
All fruit. And if it's got fruit in it, shards of glass.
If it was just apples, that would be really easy, because I don't like apples anyway. So I would just be like, I just don't eat those.
Anything that's got fruit in it.
I wouldn't want it to glove. No, I need my fingers. Like, I need my hands, so I don't want it to glove myself.
Broke this finger like 3 years ago at this point, and it's still like, look at this. It's still barely functioning. So I cannot imagine the recovery for that. I will just take some vitamins. Give me.
Yeah, that is true, because like when I worked at Starbucks, I got like this really gnarly cut on, I can't remember which finger, from I was slicing open a bagel and I accidentally missed and sliced open my finger. And like that was in 2018, and if you look closely, you can still see the scar. Degloving, yeah, that's a good point. That would take forever to heal. So yeah, I would just have to, take vitamin C supplements.
Hey, can I ask a would you rather real fast?
Yes.
That is horror related, but not Flanniverse related.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you rather have one of your legs cut off or your butt cheeks?
One of my legs or one of my butt cheeks?
No, both of your butt cheeks.
Wait. Oh, both of my butt cheeks.
Or a whole ass.
Butt cheeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get padding. You can definitely, like... You could definitely compensate for a loss of butt cheeks.
Well, I mean, I guess you could get a prosthetic leg.
You can get a prosthetic butt that you just tie around you.
I feel like it would be a lot easier, I think, to replace.
I don't. I'm cut my leg off. All right. I always ask, and I always think it's everyone.
So you are so attached to your hindquarters.
My tiny little Hank Hill butt. It's all I've got. Anyway, sorry. What's the next one?
Those are all the ones I had.
Oh no! Did I win?
There's no winners. Would you rather?
Hey, can you guys tell I'm a Leo Moon?
Yes.
I need to win.
Yeah.
I'm an Aquarius moon.
Yeah.
No, you're a Capricorn moon. You're an Aquarius sun.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I looked over my star chart once and had my friends look it over, and they were like, wow, there's a lot of Aquarius on here. And I'm like, yep.
Oh, there's a lot of Leo in mine.
There's a lot of Sagittarius in mine, which I don't know how to feel about that.
No, I feel good. You and I are both Cancers. I just feel good in general.
I don't know. Well, I mean, Cancer is my zodiac sign, so I mostly connect to that one.
Yeah. I think my chart, mine and my brother's both, is just like Leo, 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 and then a couple other signs.
You guys ever do your life path number? Numerology?
Is that different from Enneagram?
I have no idea.
Well, I think... because that's a, like, personality test, right? That's like a Myers-Briggs, one of those kinds of tests.
And so Enneagram, it assigns you a number from 1 through 9. And it's like
I think it's the same thing.
It's like you're kind of like...
but it's based on your birthday, I think.
Oh, no, this is like a personality. It's based on your personality. And then there's like one is like very... ambitious, and then 2 is like the helper, and then I know they all have different things. I know I'm like I'm a 2 because my colleagues at my school in Georgia always said that, like, whenever I was like, hey, like, would you mind, it would be something that I would like deeply, deeply mind, but I would have to be like, no worries, even though I'm like secretly worrying that way and a second way and a third way as well.
People wow. pleasing plus anxiety.
Yeah, that's me.
I'll have to take that. We'll have to talk about that on the next one. Would the birthday one, though, it's not just the number that your birthday is on, is it?
In numerology, a life path number is a number derived from your birth date that is believed to reveal your life's purpose, core personality traits, strengths, and challenges.
How do you find the number?
You could just go to a site and put your birthday in, and it's like, here's your number. I'm a 7. I just learned about this.
I need to at least look it up so I remember to do it. I will update everyone next time.
Just like a Leo.
Just like a Cancer. Leo Moon.